From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A new report says that as the end of 2014, Pakistan accounted for 46% of more than 4 million people displaced by conflict and violence in South Asia. The findings are part of a global research study released Wednesday by the Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center at the United Nations in Geneva. It says the number of internally displaced persons in Pakistan increased from at least 746,700 to at least 1.9 million as insurgency and counterinsurgency operations intensified, reversing a slow downward trend since 2009. You can read more details about this report at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for war-ravaged Yemen when he travels to Saudi Arabia. VOA's Pam Dawkins is traveling with Kerry and says the Secretary of State also announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti Wednesday. The State Department says the funds will support agencies providing food, water, shelter, and other assistance to 16 million Yemenis in need. Saudi Arabia has conducted airstrikes against Houthi rebels trying to overthrow the Yemeni government. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot, who deliberately brought down a Germanwings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried a controlled descent on an earlier flight on the same day. Investigators announced on Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent and then brought it back up during a flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. This is VOA News. A court in India has sentenced popular Bollywood movie star Salman Khan to 5 years in prison for a culpable homicide in a deadly 2002 hit-and-run case. A judge in Mumbai handed down the sentence after convicting Khan on Wednesday. Prosecutors allege Khan was under the influence of alcohol when his Toyota Land Cruiser hit a group of five people who were sleeping on a sidewalk. One person was killed and four others injured. The 49-year-old Khan denied that he was the one driving at the time of the crash. He is expected to appeal the court's decision. German authorities say they have arrested four people who are suspected of founding a right-wing extremist group to attack mosques and housing for asylum seekers. Officials announced the arrests on Wednesday, saying they confiscated a stash of explosives during the raids as well. The four detainees are being held on terrorism charges. However, police have not determined motives for any of those possible attacks. A court in Afghanistan sentenced four men to death Wednesday for the deadly mob beating of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men are part of a group of 49 people that were put on trial in connection with the assault that included 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. The false accusations that the victim, a woman named Farkunda, had desecrated the Muslim holy book, the Quran, sparked the brutal attack in March. Video of the assault showed the mob beating Farkunda and running her over with a car before setting her body on fire. Then she was thrown into the Kabul River. The European Union has expressed confidence that Greece and its creditors will take steps to keep the country solvent and in the eurozone. The EU's top financial official held talks with Greece's finance minister in Brussels on Tuesday. It comes as Athens faces a May 11th deadline to make a nearly $1 billion repayment to the International Monetary Fund. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It is in the interest of the global economy for the European currency union to remain intact. We continue to have confidence in the good faith efforts of those on all sides, whether it's the ECB or the individual European countries or Greece, to try to resolve this in a way that doesn't add additional and unnecessary drama to the international economy.
That is White House spokesman Josh Earnest. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there's any connection between the Islamic State and two gunmen who attacked a contest in Garland, Texas, where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking at the Twitter accounts linked to one of the men, as well as the electronic devices used by both. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.